The Lexington Bluegrass Association of Realtors sees a persistent need for more housing units in the Fayette County area. Lexington Finance Commissioner Bill O'Meara told members of the Council's Budget Committee last week home foreclosures have been declining. And while agreeing that foreclosures are down considerably from the time of the recession about 10 years ago, Realtors Association President Ty Brown says the housing stock remains at a low level.
Probably the biggest pressing issue right now in Fayette County, surrounding counties, is just the number of homes available for people to sell. There's more people wanting to buy them than are available, which eventually will start to lead to driving up prices to make them less affordable for people.
Ideally, Brown says Lexington could use about 2,200 new housing units annually. But Brown says it's topped out at about 1,200 to 1,400 for several years. The Lexington Bluegrass Association of Realtors hasn't taken a position on whether or not to expand the urban services boundary. Expanding the boundary for city services would open up more acreage for commercial and residential development. Brown says he and fellow realtors can see both sides of the debate over the urban service boundary.
We want to sustain what makes, you know, Fayette County great. You know, it's beautiful. But at the same time, there needs to be availability to people. If people want to live here, they should be able to do so in an affordable way.
Brown made his comments following a Realtor Association-sponsored education event last week in Lexington. For WEKU, I'm Stu Johnson.